Double up.
In case you couldn't tell, that means we're recording our second section of Sip Sock for the day, which for you is a whole fucking week.
And it's gonna be...
I already swore. Shitball fucks.
Oh my god. So, if Sip Sock. You haven't been able to notice that some of the patterns in Sip Sock, there's a drastically different pattern in length to the episode when we record after work.
Well, that's the part we forget to say our names. I'm Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Kyle. That's another thing we forget to do.
Because we're drunk.
Drunk off the day.
We're drunk off of the Friday Eve.
Let's talk about places we've traveled. That sounds like a fun thing.
Well, okay, so yeah, as we're driving along right now, in the impending snowmageddon of death, it's going to shut everything down. I've already got some dogs I'm going to start breeding.
Snowmageddon!
That's Mighty Boosh.
I know.
I'm already breeding huskies for sled dogs in the post-apocalypse, post-snowpocalypse.
We've already came up with a list of who Kendrick is going to eat first in his house.
Yep. First me, then go from there.
Yeah.
But right now, outside, that truck looks really dumb. Like, see how dumb that looked?
You guys, everyone on the podcast, see how dumb that truck looked?
That truck looked dumb. Right now, though, we have this kind of pleasant rain. It's a little breezy. A little more than breezy, I'd say.
The rain's a little cold, but it's still
but
pretty nice.
It's nice. It's jacket weather. You get a windbreaker, you're probably good to go, right?
It's like Seattle almost.
Yeah, it's exactly. This is Seattle. This is Scotland. This is a lot of the places I've been to that I like the climate. This is what it is. Although the raindrops are a little bigger than Scotland. Scotland tend to have this kind of general moist mist that would kind of fall.
Yeah.
Slowly. So just everything was wet.
They did that with... And actually, Seattle has that kind of thing,
so
too.
It's very similar.
We were up off the fingers of Washington. So there's, like, little islands off the fingers, like, before you get into the Pacific.
So it's like the jizz that comes off your fingers.
Yeah. You're, like, flicking it.
Yeah. Okay.
If the United States flicked its jizz off its hand, that's the
Washington
Islands.
I thought that was
Cuba. No, well, that's the other part. That's the fart. That's the little bit of poop that comes out with the fart.
I thought that was...
And the vestigial tail of Florida.
Usually Florida's the wang, so
okay.
That's a nice change. Well, good for Florida.
Yeah, let's just keep coming up with weird visions of the body of the United States. So, I mean, I've gone to Seattle and New Jersey. Don't go to New Jersey. It's not that good.
New Jersey.
I've gone to places around, like, the Four Corners area, because I don't travel all that often. I know Kendrick's been to places like...
Seen some things, man.
He usually goes and picks up his new cars from other cities, which have some...
Which I've done exactly once. Or twice. I've done
twice. But you guys did the Jacksonville thing, right?
Jacksonville?
Yeah. Where you had to get the Porsche or the Jaguar?
So I've done that twice. Once was a Jaguar from Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
I've never been to Florida.
I've only been to Florida once when we went on a Disney cruise. And we went to, like...
That seems like the best reason to go to Florida.
Disney World. Well, the thing that when I go traveling again, which will happen someday, I'd like to go to an all-inclusive place again.
I enjoy the shit out of it.
Yeah, and I'd like to,
I enjoy the dick off of that.
All-inclusive is basically,
more swears are necessary to describe how much I enjoy
it. Let's give
that.
Kendrick about a minute just to describe.
Fuck!
You said fuck, and it made me say fuck over what I was actually going to say.
Okay, it was good.
The all-inclusive thing was awesome. Yeah, thread the needle. Get up on that fucking curb. Get in there tight, like, well, nice and tight, like, oh god, so you guys can hear that he's revving up to turn immediately to the right.
Immediately to the right. We're gonna see what this guy's doing with his hood. He's got, like, the bra on.
But yeah, so, Kendrick's gone to, was it Mexico? Where in Mexico?
It was Cancun, so it was kind of Mexico.
Yeah, it was, like, white Mexico.
It was Mexico that was very carefully protected from action.
It's like how they would cast, like, you know...
Oh god, don't even
do it. I want him so hard. It's like how they cast like Pancho Verde or what, I don't know, that sounds like some racist Mexican name I just made
it
up.
It does. Pancho Villa?
Yeah, Pancho Villa, there we go.
He's a Spaniard, Pancho, and he is white.
It's like Pancho
That's
Villa.
What's even
like
better.
Who they would cast as Pancho Verde in the movie, the whitewash movie of Mexico.
I was gonna say, but Pancho Villa, wasn't he
look if you
Don Quixote's
compatriot, ignorance of
which
what
means
I
he's
just
a Spaniard,
said,
which means that
really,
he's pretty white, isn't
really
he?
Really bad.
No, that's great. That actually sums up the whole thing perfectly. Was that, yeah, he's a Mexican and you're whitewashing. He was like, but you're stupid because he wasn't. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Now, that's even funnier because then I've got my thing even more wrong
than everyone else.
Ah, beautiful. That'd be a beautiful layer of inception of stupid.
So we'll get back to traveling in a second, maybe.
We never will.
There's a Facebook thing happening today, and Kendrick's livid.
I'm not livid.
He's angry.
I'm not that angry.
He's getting the knife out right now.
I am.
Pulling it across my penis. turning that's me just into because you like it. Vis, or Varys, sorry, Varys.
Varys.
That's what, yeah.
I'm just unicating you.
He's unifying me.
I like how we both struggled over that word, and you thought you could, you thought you wouldn't have to struggle. You were confident going in, then you fucked it up too. That was great. No, that's not really a big thing. I'm not even sure where I really stand on it. I just don't like the public opinion, so
I guess
I can't make my statements.
Ghost in a Shell's person being ScarJo, right? Yeah, the major
being Scarlett
or actor. I guess I'm being sexist if whatever. I say actor.
Ooh, it's,
actor being ScarJo, and like. I was like, what? That's fucked up. She's not even animated. And then I laughed to myself for a good solid 30 minutes about how good my joke was.
That was actually the best part. That was actually my favorite part of the whole conversation in general, was that you're right. They really should be casting animated people to play these animated parts.
Like, it'd be funny if, like, they started casting characters from other anime or, like, other animated things. Like, they cast, like, Ella.
Yeah.
Like, to be the Ella. Like, I can't believe you whitewashed Ghost in a Shell chick with Ella. Like, you can't just put Swedes and... into the fucking Ghost of Shell world. That's in Japan. Swedes don't go to Japan. Yeah. We all know that.
Which is actually something someone pointed out, is that the major doesn't even look Japanese.
Yeah.
In that anime, and that there are people in the anime that look much more stereotypical Japanese of the different region, like the cultural variation in Japan. So she kind of looks, she's tall and pale and slender, and like her appearance is kind of Caucasian anyway, which is where I got confused, but I figured out just because I was a white cis head, dickhead.
You are a dickhead, but you are. Oh, you know, you're all three of those things.
Yeah.
You don't even have to figure.
No. I just assumed that was wrong.
Kendrick's been to Whitewash Mexico. They try to whitewash it.
It's not that they whitewash it, it's that it's a sandbar, and so they can actually stop at entry and exit on either side and keep all the actual Mexicans out.
Wow! And that was said on Sid Talk today.
But it's true. They don't. It's like it's a very like protected little corner. They don't even necessarily suggest you go to other parts of Cancun. Like there's the resort strip, and then it's like then there's the rest of it. And you're like, you don't go.
When did you go? Spring break.
Spring break.
So was it like all spring breaky?
We went a little early, so there was some stuff, but there weren't a lot of kids there. We also stayed at a family resort that was less.
Oh,
of a spring
that sounds
break
like
resort.
Such a good idea.
Yeah,
because
it was a
like
a lot more chill.
I will tell you, the one time that I traveled with my family, doing like a family, like not a family vacation, but like an adult version of a vacation, where you're like not going to just get fucked up all the time, not going to like kind of. I mean, this is what I think is like more of an adult family vacation, is where like everything is like planned out. You stay at really nice places, da da da. Like where you're spending a lot more money on it.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It tends to be more enjoyable in the sense of like the hecticness of the trip is not as high.
Well,
like
yeah,
that's what I like.
I would say that
when
I went to Ireland, we still went to. It was still a resort. It was all inclusive resort, and the main criteria. I should say main criterion.
Criterion.
The
criteria. Offs.
Criteria. Fuck yourself. Okay. Was that it had a swim-up bar.
Oh,
and it,
cool.
And it had that. And there were kids running around, but not, like, unattended kids, because it's like, when you go on vacation
you
in Mexico, you don't leave your kids unattended.
That's like,
I think that's like... So, fortunately, they were usually pretty well attended. You want a racist comment?
Yeah, sure.
I wasn't gonna... it was an observation I made that immediately made sense, but then I felt really bad. It was all white kids. Like, it was almost exclusively white people there. And then I was like, well, that's weird. And then I thought, well, why would Mexican people go on vacation in Mexico?
Yeah.
From America. Like, if they were Americans going there, why would they go there? Why wouldn't they go visit their families?
Well,
or...
Well, I don't know. There's lots
it just
of people
seems like
who,
an odd...
who go from, like, one part...
Well,
to
it seemed like you could go...
Part,
it seemed like you could go to parts of Mexico that were better for Mexican people. Like, that area was so... Like, everything was in English. Like... It's almost like
gotcha,
it's almost
gotcha.
Like you could go to a real Mexican place and probably be more comfortable. Because
yeah, okay.
But it was, I don't know. It was an aside. It wasn't like a big thing. It was just like a huh. And then I went back to drinking my tequila. So
there.
But yeah, I didn't really care too much. Everyone was super nice. There was no issues. I mean, aside from getting hassled at the airport, but Mexican authorities like to do that. So.
What happened at the airport?
They just hassle you. That's what they like to do.
Like, can you go through it, or are you bound by?
I don't remember. I don't remember. They're just always asking. You know, their customs people are almost as officious as American customs people.
Officious.
More,
that's
more
a
so.
Word I don't know.
Like, stuffy.
Okay.
And douchey. It's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and I have barely enough bags. I'm like, oh, I'm here to rob your country. No, I'm here to fucking spend money and get drunk.
Let me in.
Like, what the fuck do you think I'm gonna do? Steal some land, move in. I'm American. Why would I immigrate here? Like, come on, man. Get your head out your butt. I'm here to drink your tequila and then leave.
Okay, so he...
But I take umbrage with customs officers everywhere. Actually, that's a fun comment, is when I came back from Edinburgh, when I lived overseas for a little while, I came back with my older brother, who had come. He flew out to visit me. We flew around for a couple weeks, and then we drove around for a couple weeks, and we flew back together. And while I was living out there, I actually got to go on a trip to Amsterdam and Europe, and like more than Europe, but Amsterdam was the main one. My port of entry into there, like I flew into Brussels, and so when I flew from England or from Scotland to Brussels, my passport got stamped. I think when I arrived in Brussels, I think I went. Went through customs. I forget. It's very weird. Traveling in Europe is weird because you don't really go through customs anymore to go between places.
Yeah, it's only when you're like leaving continents.
Or when you go to Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, because that's a whole different...
Because fuck Switzerland.
Yeah. Like in a good way? Or
no,
like...
I fucking hate Switzerland. That's another rant.
Like that's the country? Rant. Like yeah. Or like the people there?
I hate
the people.
Okay. I'm racist against the Swiss.
You don't like the land there? Like there's some really beautiful stuff in Switzerland.
The nation and the people. The land itself is the same as Austria and southern Germany.
But, like, what about some of the stuff that's made there? Like, there's really good candies and chocolates made
there.
Yeah,
it's almost... I mean, it's on par with German or Austrian.
I guess that's
Swiss.
True.
I mean, Swiss is...
Austria is, like...
It's what Switzerland should be. But anyway.
that should be Austria's new, like, motto for the
country. I just think that people who like to gripe about America being war criminals, but they ignore the part where Switzerland and their participation in the last 200 years of conflicts... Of being neutral but selling weapons to one side or the other, or hiding their activities, it's bullshit. I fucking hate it. Plus, they're douche canoes, so there's that. Anyway,
like every one of them is
every
a real-life canoe.
Every single Swiss person is a canoe used for flushing out a vagina.
But like, how does the canoe get used? Like to flush out a vagina?
You got to straddle it, and it's really uncomfortable. It's not even good
it's
at
not
either
like
of its jobs.
Hoses or anything.
And it's also not water. Like it's not buoyant, so like it's bad at all of its jobs. It's like an ass cravat.
Well, there
What's
you go, everyone. That's here? How a douche canoe works. Is
you know, you pushed me, I told you. When I was returning from Edinburgh, my passport had like a Brussels or something near Amsterdam on there. Maybe it's they stamped it when I don't remember. But I'm standing in customs. I hadn't been in the United States for like 6 months. My family was waiting to the side. It was a long flight. I was kind of tired. I wasn't used to the altitude. Because I've been at sea level.
So this is what I imagine
right now.
So I'm
like,
you're at the customs desk. Your parents are like waving at you from the other
side.
My scene. They're like, hey, Kendrick, come on. We want to go to some delicious food place. And you're like sitting there and like, hello, customs officer. And go.
And it wasn't quite there. They were on the other side. They were actually wearing ponchos.
Shut up, you're ruining it. Go ahead.
They were wearing ponchos and they did a can-can line for me when I walked out. But I made them wait a really long time for it. Because he asked me where I went. And he saw that it was on there. And I was like, oh, yeah. Travel through Europe a little bit, that's fun, you know what I mean? I'm 18 and I'm a punk, right? I'm a little shit. So, he says, oh, you went to Amsterdam? I was like, yes, I did. And he said, oh, did you smoke anything when you were there? And I looked the U.S. Customs officer in the eye and said, yes, I did. Because at no point did I break any laws to do so. And I sure as shit did not bring anything back.
What did he say after that?
I got pulled away for a special screening. Me and Corwin both. He was pissed and like, freaking out. I probably should have asked him.
Yeah, you probably, yeah. That's like, I had one of those instances once we were driving to my parents' house from Gunnison and a cop pulled us over and he's like, you got any drugs in the back? You guys look kind of out of it. And I'm like, nah, we're just tired, officer. And like, after we got done, I was like, did you guys have any drugs in the back? Like, yeah, we had a ton of weed. Like, and I was like, you guys fucking tell me that! You have to tell me shit like this.
On the other hand, if you didn't know, you can't, lying is easier, right?
It is, but also guilty by association.
The other part about it is I know he wasn't going to do it. I don't know where he could have got it. We were next to each other the whole time. Yeah. But the best part about that, though, is not only did I manage to tell the U.S. Customs officer I smoked weed, which was just awesome, just to be a tick, just a total tit to him about that, but B, I hadn't done laundry in months.
Oh.
Like, I was at the end because the laundry options were not great, so I was like, looking back, I'm ashamed of how disgusting I was, and they just dug through all of it, and I'm just sitting there with a big shit-eating grin on my face.
Like, your shit-covered laundry.
Yeah, it's like... That is your problem. You're the idiot with this job. I don't have this. You don't have to deal with it. Fuck yourself.
There was some article the other day or something.
I still am proud of myself.
Dude, that's a good thing that you said. You you didn't bring any laws too, which is the best part.
Yeah, like, I did all of it completely legitimately.
I don't think you thought that at the time, did you?
Oh, I did.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I definitely did. Oh,
okay.
As he was saying I knew. First of all, I'm not. This goes into public record. My stance on weed is complicated, and I'm not going to go into that now. I'm not a huge proponent of it. I don't really, it doesn't do much for me in a pleasant way. But I was in Amsterdam and I was 18 and I'd never smoked anything.
You were with your brother though?
No, I was by myself in Amsterdam. And I was actually on a payphone with my dad because I was getting a little homesick. I mean, I kept getting lost and losing shit. And like I had that trip to Europe was very good and great, but it was also extremely stressful because a lot of shit went wrong. And that's where I learned a lot of my traveling methodology of just dealing with it and how many things can actually fuck up before it makes a problem. And I got hassled by authorities in a lot of places. And yeah, so it's very formative and informative in a lot of ways. Formative and informative are not opposites like you might think by the way the words are. But
formative and informative.
Yeah.
Because in... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I see. So anyway.
Flammable and inflammable.
What a country. So... when I was there, I was on the phone with my dad, and you know, just talking about stuff. And he was like, "Well, so are you gonna try anything when you're there?" And I'm like, "In Amsterdam, there's a few things to try." And I'm like, "What would you like? Two things that are legal are prostitution and weed, right?" So I'm like, "I'm assuming you're not talking about the prostitution thing." And then he says, "Well, you know, you might as well try smoking weed there. I mean, no one's going to bust you for it." So my dad talked me into it, basically. Not that I was on the fence. I wasn't like, I wasn't gonna and he made me, but I was like, I don't know. And he did. So I went in, and I had no idea what I'm doing, right? A little rude. I've never smoked anything in my life. Literally, the very first thing I ever smoked was a spliff in Amsterdam, followed by a cigar in Gunnison, I think, and then worked my way to a pipe. So, like, it came out of the wrong way around, I think, from how most people do. But that was my first experience trying it, and it was okay. I mean, it was strong. It was weird. I got hassled by someone trying to sell me crack, and that was a strange experience to come out of that. That really killed my buzz, and then I went to bed, wrote an email that I thought was really funny at the time, went back, and I was like, that didn't make any sense, and then I went to bed, right? So that was my whole experience, but at the same time, I also knew, because I looked into it, that they can't prosecute you for using a drug overseas.
Because you were incredibly paranoid about getting in trouble back in the United States, I bet.
Well, it wasn't that I was incredibly paranoid. It was just like crossing my T's and dotting my I's, right? Like knowing what shit you can do overseas is good to know.
But
like
paranoid is different than normal.
Well, this was paranoid. 10 years ago, too, so I was a little different then.
Yeah.
But the thing to know is what shit you can do overseas and what shit you can't. Like, there's certain
before
visa
you
things.
Went over there or like after you had
when
already done
I was, it? When I was out there, I was looking at some stuff. Like, what to know when you're traveling around? Just shit like... what laws to be mindful of and like travel notifications and advisories, like don't wear this color in this neighborhood, shit like that, just to be aware of when you're traveling. Like if you're in Germany, I'm trying to think of any good thing, I can't remember anything right now, but like don't swear in public in Germany because you can get fined.
Oh, okay.
Like you can get fined up to 500 euros for swearing in German in public.
Oh, in German, okay.
I think in English too, because it's like disturbing the peace. So if you shout like fuck out loud near a cop in Germany, they will write you a ticket on the spot. And I think they actually are authorized to collect the fee immediately.
Oh, wow.
Like, and that's the thing that travelers get fucked by sometimes, because they like shout out a thing thinking they're cute and then they get fucked by this. It's like, yeah. So it's shit like that just to be aware of, right? So that was one thing you want to know is, can you smoke weed overseas? Well, that's the only drug that's legal there.
Yeah, it's
all
not
the
like
other ones are not. Yeah, it's not like it's not like a lawless land. It's just
like
just weed.
It's just like Colorado.
It's just like Colorado now.
Yeah,
but 10 years ago, and a lot longer future, before. Yeah. But
are they in the past, bro? I don't know, man.
But so that was my concern. But the only bummer is, and that's actually when I found out later on, is they can ding you for possession if they can find any on you, because the U.S. law is any amount of THC or weed or anything.
How long was it since you had smoked?
At that point, it had been months.
Oh, okay.
But an interesting thing that I found out from other experiences I had is that weed, aside from being fat soluble, stays in your fat for weeks and can be detectable if a biopsy is done on your fat, which is usually considered too intrusive.
Yeah.
But it also is detectable in your hair.
Yeah, but you didn't know that?
I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, okay.
And so it's detectable in your hair for as long... I mean, it's extruded as you have it in your blood. And then as long as there's hair that's contiguous, it's detectable.
Yeah.
So...
so after you smoke weed, maybe like 2 months after you get a haircut.
Yeah, well, I had that long hair then.
Yeah.
So it was definitely in my hair.
Did they take a hair?
No. No one ever fucking tests hair. Like, it's just not cost...
they test viable. Hair when you do... when you get, like... I had a hair job... a job interview test my hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, like...
It's a posturing move more than anything. It's to test to see.
It costs money to do that.
It costs a lot of money.
That's not a cheap
blood
test.
Blood test and swab test
UA's
are super cheap.
Pretty cheap, yeah.
UAs are real cheap. Mouth swabs are pretty cheap. Even for weed, there's still a couple-day turnaround, though, for real ones. Blood tests are pretty straightforward. But hair, you actually have to, like, slurry it. And I think you might, they might segment it so you can get, like, some concept of time. Like, it's fucking intense.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah.
Speaking of weed.
Speaking of weed, someone's enjoying their afternoon.
That whole building.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I saw something on the internet, back to what I was going to say a little bit ago. Or not on the internet. I saw it on Daily Show or something. It was some show that Aaron watches a lot. Aaron, I'm calling you out by name. They are doing the, like, a study about how the TSA, something about the TSA. And they missed like 67 out of 73 things. Yeah, and I saw, like, that. Oh my god. And
some of those,
like,
were fake yet explosives.
They managed to catch a knife in my bag before I went to Ireland, making me feel like a total asshole and almost getting me put on a no-fly list. Like, I was like, how is this possible? Like, I'm the one guy that got caught. I'm a cis, like, white male. Like, I'm not supposed to get in trouble for stuff, right?
No, you get the finger for everything.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
We switched. Somehow we fucked up. Someone stopped paying the Jews off.
Shit.
Or the Jews stopped paying someone? I don't know. Wow. Somehow the Jews are at, or the lizard people.
The lizard Jews.
No, that's not.
Is there a lizard?
No, it's the lizard people versus the Jews, I think.
Right? Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm making this shit up, I think. Oh, no, like, yeah, I heard about that, too. They ran, it was a private security firm that ran, like, an audit, basically, and they just smuggled stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Fake things. I think some were weapons or weapon facsimiles and, like, dull knives or, what you looking at?
Just to see how much time we have. Okay. Yeah. I was like, maybe if we record for, like, a long enough time, we can cut into two episodes.
Whoa!
Well, brah!
That's nuts.
Yeah, like, halfway through, we're like, okay, see you next time on Sit Sock. And we're back! We do that for, artificial happiness.
I like how the cross-pollination is happening for all these things. But no, they, I remember reading more about that study. So what happened was there were 70-whatever incidents where they smuggled something in.
Mm-hmm.
Either a, I think sometimes it was even a deactivated firearm.
Okay.
So, like, it wasn't real weapons, but it was, like, a dull knife or a deactivated firearm or...
3D printed surreal. Yeah.
Little detectives can't stop these mama jammers.
What is he, like, 3 at 2.67 inches? Legal.
And some of them were facsimiles of plastic explosives that were hidden on their bodies.
Sure.
So, like, ostensibly, they were failing to catch explosives.
Like, the big deal stuff.
Yeah, like, this isn't your Swiss Army knife. These are the things you use to hijack planes.
Like, the actual things.
Like, the actual things.
Not, like, you using, like, a weird razor setup to manifest some type of sword mechanic thingy. Yeah.
No.
It's like an actual bomb. Or a gun.
Actual explosives and weapons.
Did the guys get, like, ammunition into, or just the guns?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think some of it they omitted from their report for safety and, like, security concerns, but...
Yeah, okay.
They basically said, all y'all suck.
Wow, this suck's going to be real long.
This is probably going to be a long, hard shit suck.
Long and hard and deep, deep inside.
I don't think it's going to be deep. It's probably pretty shallow.
Of you listeners. No. By the time you're done with this experience, we're going to know each other pretty well.
Well, they'll know us anyway. So, yeah. So yeah. That,
oh, I know all of them. Because I
have a great track record. They also have not caught a single terrorist.
They haven't. I don't know. Maybe they have. Maybe they just didn't talk about it.
Well, you don't think they'd talk about it?
Maybe.
You think they'd make a big fucking deal?
They didn't tell me if
it.
They smuggled ammunition in on that security test.
That is not.
That's same. Relevant, right?
I don't think that that's.
So, I've gone to Ireland before. That was a really cool trip.
What a fun, sexy time.
Yeah, you guys went to Ireland too, I believe.
I've been to Ireland. I've been to Dublin twice.
Yeah, but you went once with your family and once with, like.
Once with Corwin.
Yeah.
And then once my older brother. And then once with my younger brother, my sister, and their SOs.
So.
And I was going to bring an SO.
You didn't go with your parents that time?
Nope.
Your parents have been, though.
My parents went to Ireland on their own once.
Ah, okay.
My dad's been to Ireland a couple of times.
It's a cool place.
It is. It's gorgeous. I've only been to Dublin, I should say, specifically. I haven't been anywhere else, but I have been to Scotland, and I can kind of imagine what Dublin is like. So, or what non-Dublin Ireland is like. I've seen Father Ted.
What that means.
It's a TV show by the same guy who did The In Crowd about these priests that live on an island outside Ireland called Craggy Island.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Is it entertaining?
It's very amusing. Somewhat irreverent.
That's irreverent.
It's funny because it's got some funny actors in it. But the younger priest is has so many doubts about his faith in God, but because like he keeps forgetting he's a priest because he's an idiot. He's last time he like on TV. He's like, what if there's not even a God? And they're like, don't you believe in God? Well, I don't know. I mean, how can you not possibly have a sure belief in anything? And it's like, aren't you a priest? He's like, oh, I guess I am. And like he just wanders off. It's like, wow. Oh, okay. Ardlo Hanlon is his name, the actor's name. But yeah. Yeah, we flew to Dublin with Corwin. I flew to Dublin, and we flew in at midnight and flew out at midnight.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I think when we flew into Galway, I think, and we basically toured around the entire southern part of Ireland up to Dublin. Nice. We were there for like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, that's a good ass time. I'd like to go back for that time.
Yeah, I would like to do something like that again too. Like, because I'm now old enough to rent a car in Ireland, which is like 29 for some weird obfuscated reason, where like they're like, you have to be 20 years and 9 days and 7 minutes in the making in order to drive a car in any European country.
It's probably because that's when they set up the laws for horses, and they just haven't gotten around to changing it.
That was only like 25 years ago, so boom. I can be racist too.
That doesn't make sense.
Don't tone police me.
You can't be racist against the Irish. They're too good natured.
That's not. I guess you're okay with that. But yeah,
Well, okay, we were talking about this earlier, actually. The Irish goodbye. Someone made this joke.
Oh,
I don't think that's a real thing.
Someone. You know who the someone is, everybody.
It was Joe.
You guys all know the old
Joseph Michael Ashley Quick.
I love how you never include the middle name that I call him, but you always include all your middle names.
What's the middle name you gave him?
Joseph Allen Quick.
Oh. I just like using his real middle name because he gets excited for a second, and then I put another middle name, and then it dashes his hopes and dreams.
Which ones?
Because his middle name is actually Michael.
I know.
So I said Joseph.
Guys, we're going to give you slow. Michael, if you guys listen to all episodes of Sid Talk, you will slowly get all of Joe's personal information. We've actually said two of the nine numbers in his social security number.
Yep.
Throughout all the episodes of Sid Talk.
It's a secret.
Yeah,
if you discover the secret, you win Joe's identity.
It's like the Da Vinci Code, but yeah, it's way more dumb.
No, the but the joke was that the Irish goodbye is where you just leave a party and don't say goodbye to anyone. And then, like, aside from that being like a weird racist thing, what's the stereotype? That doesn't make sense. How is that an Irish goodbye? Like, where does that fit into it? Like, I thought at first that an Irish goodbye. Why are you doing that over there? I thought at first that an Irish goodbye would be like passing out on the floor from drinking too much.
Yeah,
and then waking
like,
up in the morning and leaving.
You don't really say goodbye. You're still not saying goodbye.
No,
you just pass out.
But like you pass out and then you wake up and dust yourself off later. Like that sounds like an Irish goodbye because like the Irish drink too much. Like that makes sense for the stereotype. But I'm thinking like that I could maybe see if you're going to go for the stereotypes like a Russian goodbye where you just leave or a German goodbye, someone with known for being curt.
Or maybe like
but
the
like whole, Irish doesn't even make sense.
The whole idea of calling something the good old Irish blank is that the good old Irish blank fits with like any kind of action because everybody believes that the Irish have potential to like
do
have tradition. Where it's like, oh, that's the good old Irish hat trick, and you're like, all you did was take your hat off. We're like, yeah, the good old Irish hat trick.
And it's like the Irish are like, yep, that's a good old Irish hat trick. Because they don't give a fuck. Because they're glad they're allowed to be anywhere anymore.
Because they still believe in the Fae and they're scared of, you know, they use like iron and ward off fairies.
No, I mean like they're stoked that they took off the no Jews, no blacks, no Irish sign. At least they scraped the Irish part off. And so they're like, yeah, we're winning.
Yeah, everyone asks me about that too. Every time I explain my tattoo on my arm, it says O'Hagan on the bottom. And they're like, oh, is that your last name? I'm like, not anymore because people were persecuted. And like, they're like, we have to change it from the Irish last name so we don't feel like... You know, so we can actually get jobs and shit.
So you're allowed in places.
Yeah, and like, it's like, oh, because Hagen sounds German.
It kind
of
does,
if
actually.
You're, like, a lot of people spell it Ian, which is like the German spelling. Hagen. Or O-N, which is like a different country that I don't really know.
Polish.
Sure. And H-A-G-A-N is my name because it's O'Hagan, not Hagan or Hagon.
Hagen.
Yeah. It's not pronounced, it's pronounced, not pronounced Hagen. Like you fucking... children out there.
Teutonic douche canoes.
My God, there's so many douche canoes today.
It's watery outside.
What was causing that traffic?
Nothing.
Nothing, Morty.
Cavalcade of ass hats.
Another good old Irish ass hat?
The good old Irish cavalcade of ass hats.
Oh my God, that sun is so bright.
Yeah.
By the way, right now, it's, been raining all day.
Seattle weather.
Yeah, the whole podcast spawned off of the weather.
Yeah.
It's not sunny. The same corner we hit every Friday. That's not sunny, but for some reason, everybody slows down.
They all got to get their heads out of each other's butts.
Dude, if everybody was a human centipede, there'd probably be no traffic.
There'd be just traffic in the centipede.
You think the centipede would break apart?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What if they, like, did a really good job of attaching everyone together?
No, that whole concept is disgusting.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, like, really disgusting.
By the way, that movie and subsequent other movies have scared me from doing any kind of free-range traveling like you did. I never want to do that.
Everyone, when I first went out, Hostel had just come out, or had been out for a couple years, and everyone was like, you gotta watch it before you go, and I was like, why? Why would I do that? I'd sleep with a knife, like... I'd fashion a shiv and I'd sleep next to that because like, I was staying in hostels every night.
Yeah.
So why would I watch a movie that get me all freaked out?
Yeah, seriously. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I legitimately want to know, why did you think that was a funny or clever thing to suggest? Like, oh, you should watch that before you go. It's like, why? That's stupid.
You're like, okay, maybe I should like read about all the crime that happens in the area that I'm going to as well, just to be, you know, on par with like what actually probably doesn't happen to most people.
Right. I mean, I was in European city, so there's crime. Oh, there's a lot of crime. But
did you get mugged?
No, not quite.
Did you get robbed?
Not quite.
Okay,
so... I definitely avoided places, and I definitely encountered things. Just...
I feel like this might span multiple episodes of Sitsock, but I want to hear the Adventures of Kendrick in Europe stories.
There's a lot of them, but mostly, a lot of it kind of is just... It's been a decade, and I haven't told some of the stories, and I honestly forgot a lot of it, so...
Well, let's charge up some horrible memories.
I mean, most of them was positive. Most of it was positive. I mean, I was sitting at some. I mean, some of the less fun things. I told you, a guy tried to sell me crack, and I mean, like he bumped into me, which was weird. Like he like collided with me in the street, which is already a strange thing. And I had my leather bomber jacket, and my combat boots, and my jeans, and my
t-shirt. Dude, you were a fucking punk.
With my long hair and a scruff, because I hadn't shaved. I shaved my beard off back then, because when I was 18, I sported the beard, and I had shaved it off, but not recently, so I kind of had scruff, so I kind of looked like not quite a homeless guy, but not quite anything else, so my theory was that I wouldn't draw a lot of attention. That was my goal, and then I had a backpack, which made me draw attention, but whatever, and so I'm sitting... When I get that thing, I'm walking down the street, and this guy gets closer and closer, and I'm like, what's he doing? And all of a sudden, he just juts into me and bumps his elbow into me, and like his hand. And I was like, the fuck was that? But I'm like, my immediate reaction has never been to just sock someone in the face when they do that, even though I do that martial arts and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's never been the correct response for me.
Except for that time.
Well, I don't know that would have been because there were two cops down the street.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would.
So the pickpocket got caught with the...
Well, he wasn't a pickpocket.
Oh, shit.
He wasn't a pickpocket, sorry, I should say. He bumped into me, and I said, excuse me, and because I didn't have any Dutch. I didn't speak any Dutch.
Oh, this is in Amsterdam?
This is in Amsterdam, so... But he says something that was... I think he didn't start in English, so I didn't quite pick it up. And Dutch is weird, because I knew a little bit of German, right?
It's not... close enough to know Dutch, in my opinion.
No, but what I mean is, I knew a little bit of German, right? And I know English. And it's apparently known that if you know those two languages, Dutch will sound like you understand it, but it doesn't actually make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So it fucks with your head. And if you learn both really well, then you can actually learn Dutch and speak it. Like, you can understand it surprisingly well, but I didn't know enough German. And so, as a result, it was one of those things where someone said something and you're like, pardon? Like, because you assume you just misheard. Because it sounds so much like a language you should understand. But I didn't, right? So he said, you touched it, you have to buy it now. And I'm like, I don't understand. And he's holding these crystals in his hand. Like, something. I assumed it was crack. I don't really know. And I think he said something about it being cocaine. And I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I was just confused. The whole interaction just bewildered me. There is a shitload of trucks. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they're driving places.
There's a lot of trucks over here.
Guy tries to sell you something.
Forcibly tries to sell me crack.
By saying you touched it less.
Yeah, like it didn't make any sense.
Like the toddler methodology why you have to take out.
I was so confused because I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what? Does this marketing tactic work? Well, I guess I'm smoking some crack today. I touched it. Like,
I don't really want it, but I did touch it less. He's not wrong.
But, except you're holding it. Like, I don't. How did I touch it last if you're.
I have a glove on.
Yeah, like he did. And it was very strange. The whole experience was very odd. And he started, like, getting threatening. And he's like, well, you want it now? You should, you want it. Like, it was just this weird, like, borderline English. And so it was fragmented. And I pointed down the street and he's like, maybe we should ask the police officers if they want to help us out here. And then all of a sudden he was gone. took off. Like, he didn't take off, and he just was all of a sudden down an alleyway. And then I was, like, kind of shaken by that. Like, that was a weird experience.
How far was that into your trip?
It was right near the end.
Okay.
Because Amsterdam, I stopped in Amsterdam at the very end of my trip.
You said that it was a few months after you smoked weed that when you got to the airport.
Yeah. Sorry. That was right. That was at the end of my European trip.
Really?
Really?
Like the trip where you're just traveling around?
I'm a dickhead. Yeah. And then you went back to Edinburgh for a while? Yeah, and then I went back to Edinburgh for several months. Because that was late March or early April, I think. And then I flew back in May or June. So, yeah, so I'm kind of rattled, and I'm like, I'm going to go into my hostel. And I walk into the hostel in the front room. This guy starts screaming at me, saying, if I bring any of that shit in here, he's going to throw me out and my stuff. The drugs.
Oh, okay.
Because he recognized the guy. And I'm like...
Well, this happened right outside the hostel.
Right in front of the hostel. So I'm like, freaking out, because I'm like, you just... I don't know what's going on. I'm terrified. This guy has my stuff, and he controls entry to the place. I am very this close to getting robbed by a building because of drugs I don't have. And so, yeah, I freaked out, and I think I cried a little, to tell you the truth. Like, I think I was still a little high at that point. And so, like, I just flipped out, and then he saw what was going on, and immediately backed down when he realized what was actually happening, and I was just some loser fucker from America who was just here to get high and dick around.
You're like, I just want
to. And I had no interest in any hard drugs. He backed down a lot, but I'm thinking, man, that's a, gotta have a hard line somewhere. That's weird. So that was unpleasant, right?
That was like a chain of unfortunate events that happened in a row.
And then,
because that's all happening while you're still high, which is like
the first time
you smoke weed, you get accosted by a guy trying to sell you drugs, and you almost get kicked out of the hostel here.
Yeah, it was like a hot mess, right?
That's probably not the most reinforcing behavior to want to smoke weed again.
No, it really wasn't. It took a long time for me to try it again, actually. But, so there's that, right? Another time earlier than that, France was kind of a shit show. I went through Paris, and I did it on a whim. I wasn't planning on it, so I didn't get a phrase book.
Yeah.
And they were dicks. Like... Most of the people I met in Paris were giant screaming assholes. Like,
they actually scream.
Some of them, they're French, so it all comes out kind of like verbal diarrhea. I don't like French as a language. I don't understand why other people like it so much because it just comes out.
It's the language of love.
People say that, and I guess if you say it enough, people start to believe it because it sounds awful to me. It sounds like someone who's got Novocaine, and like they can't articulate their vowels or anything very well. It just sounds like they're mumbling their way through. It's awful, and it's vitriolic and so. Spiteful in places. It's funny, everyone hates German, and I'm like, but I kind of like German. But
it's just got interesting sounds in it.
Yeah, and French is just someone gurgling at you, mostly, so... I mean, that's my opinion. You're free to argue with me on the comment threads, but everyone who likes French is wrong. Just as a fact. But,
just a natural state of the world, everybody.
Objective truth.
If you dislike French...
Yeah, there's gonna be a little long one. This is
not then you're part of Kendrick's group.
Well, so you know, I'm trying to make it work, and I didn't bring a phrase book, and I'm like, okay, that's on me. Fuck me, right? But I'm walking around, and I'm like waving money and pointing at menus, and they're just like, I don't understand. Like they're looking at me like they have no idea what I'm saying. I'm like, I want to give you money, and I want to eat this food. This is not that fucking complicated. I've just been through 6 countries.
Did you get food eventually?
I walked away from a couple places and went to somewhere else. I went to one place where I was, like, pointing, and I was like, s'il vous plaît, and I'm like, I can at least do that, right? Like, I'm trying. And then I picked up a couple phrases here and there. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I don't even remember.
So, like, did you find a place in France that was, like, okay? That you were like, man, these people are better than anywhere else?
There were a couple cafes where they were all right, but I also had a bad experience. I was front-loaded out of a bad experience, and I'll admit it. It was a whim decision. I didn't build up to it like I wasn't excited to go.
You're just like, I better fucking see France, I guess.
Yeah, like, I ended up with an extra day, because I planned a day for things to go wrong, and nothing really went wrong big enough to warrant a day. So I ended up with an extra day, and I'm like, well, I can hang out in Amsterdam for another day, or go to Paris. I'm like, fuck it, let's check another country off the list, right? Mm-hmm. So I got to see the Arc de Triomphe, and like, from a distance, I went up into the Eiffel Tower. That was rad. So I did some cool stuff. I walked along the Louvre. I did not enter the Louvre. I did not realize I actually have to admit, I was ignorant as to the true size and scope of the Louvre.
It's pretty big, right?
It takes... If you were to go in the Louvre while I was there and walk in front of each piece and look at it for, like, 5 seconds, it would take you 3 weeks to complete it.
What?
2 weeks to complete it. Well, during opening hours, I think it was. Like, it's apparently fucking massive. And I walked down and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this building is massive. So it is like, it is huge.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so I might have my math wrong on that. Go check it out. But yeah, it is an astonishingly massive, massive museum of art and whatever. So that was neat. I got to see the outside and some of the outdoor exhibits. That was cool. The architecture was beautiful.
This is another place like Switzerland. The country, like, the stuff there is cool.
The yeah, people but there the people shitty. Pissed me off mostly because it was like, okay, I get it. I'm a dickhead foreigner who doesn't speak their language. But having been as an American, I've met people who don't speak any English who are traveling here, and I have been helpful to them. I'm not like, well, you didn't learn English. Fuck you. It's like, how can I try to help you get by?
You never had to do, like, services stuff with those people.
Sure, I guess not. But, I mean, like, if they were friendly, is it really that hard to try and, like...
No, you're not wrong. I'm just saying, like...
It's just such a dick-ass
move. As someone who's dealt with that kind of customer service aspect of it, where you're, like you're trying to help someone who's from another country, like...
Right.
And they come up and they hurt your bottom line, like, in the sense of, like, how much you have to deal with.
I get it. I get it. But at the same time, like, if they're trying... I know, right?
I want to do something for the last few minutes. So,
okay. Yeah. So, there's more of that. I was front-loaded for that because I had a lot of bad experiences leading it because it just came out of Switzerland. I watched some really awful French girls making fun of this Japanese tour. That was a big group of elderly Japanese people.
And they were watching people watch a tour?
Yeah, I was people watching. I was meta people watching. And they were, like, making fun of them. And I'm like, wow, you are bitches.
What were they saying?
I something in French, but they were, like, making racist jokes about them behind their backs.
For everyone, like, all the listeners, Kendrick just did the, like,
pulling your eyes
like
out.
Pulling the eyes out like with the tiny eyes.
Yeah. That's the shit they were doing. And they were, like, mocking their jokes.
How old were they?
They maybe late teens, early 20s. Okay. They're like, God. And so, like, off the bat, I'm like, wow, bitches. And I recognize they're Japanese because I actually spoke some Japanese at, like, the time. And I could understand what they were saying. And that they had their own box lunches because they were leaving the train station and they were going to be on the train. And it was like, okay, so this is just it's a Japanese tour. I'm sure it was a big deal for them because to book a tour in Japanese, like, that's a big thing. To fly from Japan, I'm sure that was, like, a special thing for them, right? So, yeah. Cool. Great for them. I'm happy that they're doing that, right? Uh-huh. That's great. And it's just, they're just mocking them. And I'm like, you fucking bitches. That just was pissing me off.
So even though, like, you were front-loaded on it, it still was kind of shitty.
Well, yeah, and then, like, I struggled getting by, and I made it work. I mean, at this point, I'm a boss, right? Because I've been through, like, 4 or 5 countries already, and I don't give a fuck. But it was just frustrating. A lot of people were very uncooperative. I got accosted. That's a long story. I'll have to tell that one later.
We'll do another one of
Kendrick's
travels.
Rambling story adventures. We'll have Kyle's rambling story adventures.
I don't remember shit enough to do the stuff that you do. Like, I have the worst memory for, like, things.
Yeah, I could talk a lot about neat stuff. But no one really cares. So let's skip out of that.
Well, that's the most beautiful part about Sitsock is they have to care if they're listening.
It's not really in our wheelhouse. It's just, those are more fun for short anecdotes, not a whole episode.
I like these episodes. People, if you guys enjoy hearing Kendrick's life stories, he's done some shit. So if you guys like this, let us know. And tell us, you know, hey, do another one of those episodes or don't do another one of those episodes.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to hit on real quick. Yeah, we are. We're here to definitely do some stuff that might or might not please you. Another thing I want to tell you, we're about to have another call-in episode, and by this time you'll have, you know, okay, I don't need to refer to that because that's not relevant. Like the one we did with Joe for Batman.
Yeah, they'll know about it.
If you guys have an idea for an episode and you want to be on Sitsock as a call-in guest, tell us what you want to do. Like, give us the idea. Tell us what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And we'll prep for it. Like, not assholes. We won't do the normal Sitsock thing where we just fucking talk for, like, an hour and just go nowhere. Like any of our, me and Kendrick's and I's conversations go. We will actually devote some time to researching the topic that you want to talk about. And we'll have you call in and talk about it. And so, if you have an idea, anybody has an idea that listens to Sitsock viewers, this is open to everyone listening to Sitsock. Call us or contact us somehow on the site or via any method that you have contacting
Carrier
us.
Carrier pigeon?
Yeah, you can do that too.
SMS?
Or you could just, yeah, do the second thing he said over the first thing he said. Because I don't want pigeon poop all over my stuff.
You're going to get pigeon poop all over
That sounds like a threat, Kendrick.
You're going to get pigeon poop all over your stuff.
So, if
Send
you
a
guys,
raven.
Yeah,
That'd
if you guys have, yeah, that would be fucking sick.
Get
if
raven
you guys
shit
have any
yourself.
Ideas for things you want to talk about, let us know and we'll design an episode around it. And we'll have you call in on a Friday. Probably not in the morning. Probably more like the afternoon.
Unless you want to call at 6 a.m.
We do drive.
We record between 6 and 7 a.m. and between 4 and 5 p.m., I guess.
Yeah. So if you guys have an idea, let us know, and we'll actually, you know, do our due diligence to try to figure out what the fuck you're talking about.
Or we'll deride you.
Yeah, exactly. Or you'll have a chance to get, you know, sit-socked by the sit-sock guys.
Yeah. It'll all of a sudden and inexplicably transform into a shock jock show with a bunch of sound effects.
Yeah.
What?
No, he didn't. That was amazing because I just gornified another noun that I gornified earlier today in the same spot.
That is, it's Gerund, and it's the same area.
Gerund.
You're right, it's the same geographic location.
Full circle.
We're the circle of Sitsa.
Okay, yeah, a lot of things. It's a circle of definitely a lot of stuff. But, you know, well, if you guys enjoyed this episode of Sitsock, where Kendrick talks about his travels through Europe, let us know, because I'm sure Kendrick's...
The Ramblin' Sitsock.
...vault of a memory has plenty of stories for you.
I don't know, I've drank away a lot
stuff.
Of that
Well, vault. When we start talking about them, they'll come back up, or we'll just make stuff up.
They will.
You know, you never know.
I'll invent some.
Half the shit that you talk about is a lie anyway, so...
That time when I almost got arrested in Prague.
This is like a fucking lie. I don't even know if that's real.
Who knows?
Not me.
I don't either.
All right, well, everyone, those two things. If you guys have an idea for an episode, call us, let us know, or talk to us and let us know. We'll design an episode for you. And, you know, if you guys like this episode, let us know so we can do another one, because this is easy to talk about stuff like this.
Yeah, I'll jabber forever.
Exactly, he will. Record. Don't even challenge him.
Don't challenge me.
Golf course across the street, Andy?
Yeah. What? This is it,
crazy. Bye, everyone,
This
Kyle.
Is Kendrick.